Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, did you see that just about every human in America, or I guess one out of six of them, watched the Cowboys and Chiefs game?
I did not see that number. What did it come to?
57.2 million.
So the largest audience for a regular season NFL game?
Yes, and I believe it is close.
In a Thanksgiving game?
Yes, it is close to the largest non-Super Bowl number, which I believe the AFC Championship game last year beat it out by about 500,000. But it is close to the highest non-Super Bowl number in NFL history as well.
And I thought, if I remember correctly, before the game, Jerry told you guys that it could be 70 million.
Yeah, he said 75 million eyes are going to be
on
this.
I thought was absurd, but they also just broke the regular season viewership record by 15 million people. So that's pretty absurd, too.
Oh, absolutely. But you kind of saw it coming, right?
Right, yeah.
It was building towards this, yeah.
As I think I pointed out, it was a delicious game to be ready to watch.
He said delicious.
It is.
That, it was Thanksgiving,
no,
Kevin.
Yeah, I understand.
He knows what he's doing. I told you.
I understand. Now, I know we still have time, and I don't know if I should read too much into it, but listening to Schottenheimer this morning, it sounded like no Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything yet. You know, previously when he was on the injury list before this past game, it was a neck deal, but now it's a hamstring. And I think that's probably a little tougher to recover from. And seeing that he hasn't practiced yet this week. Now, Jerry kind of put it as, well, we'll see. It's one of those things, how you warm up on game day. So who knows? They can push it to the limit there, an hour and a half before you got to declare. But yeah, it doesn't look good, and that's a shame because I thought he was really hitting his stride in these last couple games, and especially this last one. How productive he was, as I told you guys, in just 29 snaps.
Mickey, we know we've discussed how much we love watching Javonte Williams run, but can you kind of explain the job the guys up front have done giving him the running room for that?
Yeah, I think the offensive line from a run-blocking standpoint has been very consistent. I think it's been very good. I think we see the holes especially this last game when they were going left, and that was without Tyler Guyton at left tackle. You know, Nate Thomas was over there, but you'd like to run behind Tyler Smith, and I think he's getting healthier. He's been dealing with a knee for about a month, and I thought at times he was really kind of toughing it up to play through it, but I think he's getting a little better, a little stronger. And yeah, I think they have done a good job. You know, I don't know if I was surprised by this, but I had to look it up because he's like 45 yards from 1,000 yards for the season.
Yep.
So I was thinking, well, how many times have the Cowboys had 1,000-yard rushers? Well, they've had 10 in the last 12 years.
Really?
Wow.
Does that surprise you, right?
It does.
You know, you go back to DeMarco Murray, Zeke, Tony Pollard, and Rico Dowdle. The combination of all those, it's been 10 in the last 12 years. So, you know, and I know, you know, it's 17 games now and it kind of diminishes. I don't know if it diminishes 1,000 yards or not, but you get an extra game. But it's only like, you know, let's say it's 100 yards. It's not that big of a difference. So, yeah, they've been pretty good about having running backs being very, very productive. So, yeah, you're going into the game, and I know all the talk will be Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, but I think Williams is kind of in the conversation on what he's done so far, rushing for a career high already with five games to go.
And I know a lot of people, whenever Booker was drafted, were like, oh, another offensive lineman in the first round.
Yeah.
Yippee. That dude, though, it just seems like, I heard Ross Tucker say it, I've heard a lot of people say it, the guards on this team take souls, and he just seems to have been kind of almost a plug-and-play kind of guy.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I think we've seen him grow before our very eyes. I'm sure there were matchups early in the season that he was being taught a lesson, but I think he's learned well. And I think he has really hit his stride. If you think of what he's had to go against in those two games in 5 days, I think he handled himself awfully well against the Eagles, whichever of those big guys they wanted to put in front of him, and then taking on Chris Jones with the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. I think he's performed really well, and I think he's qualified why they ended up taking him where they did in the first round.
Now, we know that we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Dan Campbell's very aggressive, it seems. Kevin, would you agree with that?
Yes, I would, and it started to backfire on him.
Do you think that Schottenheimer and this team have a plan or can take advantage of that aggressiveness?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I think, number one, I think when you're, you know, kind of setting whatever your defensive scheme is, you know, you're setting it for four downs, not three downs. And so I think that's kind of how you have to think. Although, you know, when I looked at it, they've gone they've had 25 fourth down plays, right? Like they've gone for it.
Right.
The Cowboys had 23.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's surprising.
That kind of surprised
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right? I'm very surprised by that.
But what you've played 12 games, so that's like just less than two a game, I guess.
Right.
And depending the situation you're in, you know, and some of that for the Cowboys probably was trailing and needed to, you know, go ahead and go for it because you were desperate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing the Lions were, all right, that's just part of our offense. You know, we could be fourth and two at our own 35-yard line, and we're going for it. And you're right, and it has backfired more than probably in the past. But I don't think it's deterred them, right? They're going to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So you better plan ahead and be ready for it. And I think that might factor into how you play it on third down, because you got to start thinking,
yeah,
they've got two downs to pick this up. If it's third and seven, hey, get 3 or 4 yards, and then it's fourth and three, and it's doable, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that'll factor into your scheming on defense.
Well, I want to go back around to Quinn and Williams. I don't think anybody is like, actually, I am kind of surprised about how huge of an impact it's made across the defense. But what's even more surprising to me is how many pass pressures he's got on the quarterback. Like, we talk so much about like what he could do stopping the run, but he's averaging 7 quarterback pressures per game. There is no way in hell I thought that was going to happen.
No, and I wasn't sure. But I thought just from his size and not just weight, but being 6'3", playing in the middle like that, get your arms up.
Right.
You know, you can create a problem rushing the quarterback. And I think he's really athletic, which helps. You know, it's not like the guards are going to just be sitting on him. They got to be ready to go because he can get around him. So, yeah, I thought that was added ability that you might not have thought he had, because I saw where the Cowboys, I think, had in their release his win rate against the run, and it's the highest in the NFL at this point. And that includes basically, I think it was over the last 3 games, maybe something like that. I don't remember, but it was first in the NFL Next Gen Stats. And he was winning more than 50% against the run. So, yeah, he's made a difference in this entire defense, no matter what anybody's trying to do, run or pass. And like I've said before, and his ability and is dragging people along with him. Because they got to pay attention to him, because he's one of those guys, you know, we talk about the Carters and Phillips and all these other guys, but this guy is the real deal.
What did you think about the Cowboys just across the board run defense against Kansas City? Because I know the first couple of games, it just looked phenomenal. And I'm not saying it looked bad or anything like that,
right.
But what did you think of Kansas City versus the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, what did they ended up with? Was it 119?
Yeah,
rushing yards,
if
I remember correctly. So, you know, I could deal with that. I can't deal with 170 and, for God's sakes, 216 that Carolina had.
Right,
right.
You know, but just factoring in, you know, what you had to deal with that Chiefs offense, knowing you had to keep your eyes on Mahomes and, you know, his ability, play action, and things like that. It I don't know that it was a step back, but at least it wasn't in the 130s, 140s like we're used to seeing.
Sure,
and if
sure.
if you factor it out over the 3 games, you know, it came to like 69 yards average nice. Over the 3 games. So,
which is almost half of what they had been doing.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. And at least I think they moved up to maybe 28th when they were 31st or 32nd ranked against the run. So I could deal with that. Now, again, as long as I'm scoring 31 points, then it's okay, right? And that's part of what the offense has to do.
So, and I know that loops us back around to the offense, but I just wanted to see what to watch out for today. Is it Hooker and Diggs that you're kind of keyed up on in terms of like where they end up on the report and everything? Because it kind of seems like maybe their status for the game tomorrow is still up in the air.
No, I think they're limited, meaning they didn't do everything in practice. And as I like to point out, it's not like they're limited physically. They just didn't take all the snaps. And I think with those guys and, you know, the amount of games in just a short period of time and being veterans, you just want to get them to the game on Thursday night. So I think that they maybe just on purpose kind of went easy on their snaps during the week. But when looking at them, the parts we get to watch, they seem to be moving just fine. And, you know, and I think if you think about it, I think their presence has been overlooked over these last, I don't know, three, four games, because Hooker missed five. And when he missed five, during those five, Donovan Wilson missed his two. So they were missing both guys for two games.
Right.
And now you got them back. And if you noticed, every time somebody talks about the influx of talent, they say, oh, and don't forget the safeties. And maybe not from just total number productions, but their ability to know what's going on and maybe to kind of run things from the safety position when you're trying to integrate so many new guys onto that defense, which so far has been a really good thing.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow for game day.
Yes, and hopefully I'm indoors because I see what the temperature and the snow is supposed to do here over the next 2 days.
Oh, Detroit or...
Detroit. Yeah,
probably yes. Detroit.
Be careful up there.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.